There's a Pali word, nimitta, which is often translated as sign, meaning a vision that appears in your meditation. But that's not how it's used in the canon. In the canon, the Buddha says that the four nimitta, excuse me, it's not the Buddha, it's Sister Dhammadina, but later the Buddha confirms what she said. The four nimitta of right concentration are the four frames of reference, or the four establishings of mindfulness. Body in and of itself, keeping track of feelings in and of themselves, mind in and of itself, mental qualities in and of themselves. Those are the targets of your meditation. Those are what you take as the theme. And you maintain that theme by having a perception. As the Buddha said, that's how you get from the very beginning levels of concentration all the way up to that perception of nothingness. It takes you pretty far. You hold a label in mind. Now, the label here can be a metal picture, or it can be a feeling, or it can be a word, or just a kinetic sense that you have of the breath in the body. In other words, you might have a mental picture. How does the breath go into the body? Or you may create a particular feeling through the breath. Say you focus on a point someplace around the middle of the chest, and there's a certain quality of feeling there that feels nice. So you try to maintain that niceness, that pleasant feeling, so that nothing in the in-breath or nothing in the out-breath touches it, disturbs it. This is where that image of holding a baby chick in your hand comes in handy. You just kind of hold that nice feeling all the way through the in-breath and all the way through the out-breath, and adjust your breathing in such a way that it doesn't disturb that feeling. Or you can just keep in mind the breath, the word breath, 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 as a way of reminding yourself not to leave the breath when something else comes up. Or the general feeling you have of the breath coursing through the body. That can be your perception, your mental label. But to stay with the breath, you need a label of some kind. It can be one of these, or something else. And it's your ability to keep that label in mind. That's how mindfulness comes in and works together with the perception. So these two qualities of perception and mindfulness work together. As you get them more and more stable, you can stay more consistently with the breath. This gives you an important lesson: the power that perception has in shaping your experience. The word, English word perception, is an awkward one to use because it has two very distinct meanings. One is just basically registering sense data, and the other is the label that you put on something, like perceiving something as something. And it's in the second meaning that it's meant here. I mean, they're feelings in the body. You could perceive them as breath feelings, or you could perceive them as solid feelings. And it's going to have an effect on what you can actually do with those sensations. This is why it's useful to hold in mind the idea that whatever you're experiencing in your inner sense of the body is related to the breath, either the in and out breath or else the just sort of breath energy field that's more there in the background. And you notice, if you think of the body as being this solid lump and you've got to pump the breath in, that'll affect the way you breathe, affect the level of pleasure you can get out of the breath, and restrict a lot of your possibilities. But if you think of the whole body as a breath energy field, you can breathe in and out various places that you might not have thought of before. Breathe in and out the sides of your ribs, your rib cage. Think of the breath coming in from the left and the right as you breathe in, and then going out as you breathe out. Or you can breathe in and out of the shoulders, in and out of the eyes. See if there's some place in the body that you never thought of as breath before. And experiment. As you breathe in, think of the breath energy coming in right there. You don't have to pull it from anywhere else. Just straight in through the skin. And notice which parts of the body that when you do this have an especially good effect on how you're experiencing the breathing. So it feels more fulfilling. Less of a struggle to get the breath in or to move the breath around. The breath energy is just, it's already there. It's simply a matter of nourishing it, filling it up a little bit. And you may find that you have a tendency to over-define where the different parts of the body are. So loosen that up a little bit. Think of, again, as a field of energy. And the breath can move around to different places you might not have thought of before, or that you might have thought of being impossible before. And you might say, hey, what is all this playing around doing? Aren't we supposed to here to get just accept things as they are? Well, part of learning learning about things as they are is beginning to realize that you're shaping a lot of what you thought was just a given in your experience. If everything was already given, already determined, you'd really be hampered, you'd really be constricted. That's not the way it is. But if you see it that way, you're going to miss out on a lot of what you're actually doing. A lot of things are happening behind the scenes that you might be missing. It's when you open up the mind to the idea, well, I am actually shaping things here. And the best way to actually see that in action is to consciously work on shaping the way you perceive things, these labels, these images you hold in your mind, as they relate to the breath. You begin to see in action that point that the Buddha made, which is that if you're going to have an actual perception, an actual feeling of the form of the body, or the feeling tones of pleasure or pain, these things exist in a potential form coming in from your past karma. But there's also an intention, a sankhara fabrication that goes on in the present moment, so that you actually have a feeling, actually have a perception. So these aggregates the Buddha's talking about, they're activities, and there's an intentional element in them. And part of really accepting what's going on doesn't mean just accepting them as a given, but accepting the fact that you've had a hand in shaping them. And you want to see that in action. If you don't see that in action, you've got this huge blind spot here in the present moment. It's not just a spot, it's a huge field of blindness surrounding what you think is happening. Which the mind is disguising from itself. So to work through that blind field, ask yourself, what is the perception you have of the breath? When you breathe in, what do you think is happening? What image do you have, whether it's a kinetic image or a visual image or just a word? And what would happen if you changed that image in a way that allowed the breath to move in areas that have been restricted before? And if you find a particular perception that helps you to settle down more firmly, with a greater sense of well-being, solidity, resilience here in the present moment, use that perception as long as it's skillful. And if you come across something that gets even better results, okay, use that one too. Realize that as a meditator, you should have lots of different tools at hand. There's no one right tool that if you put the mind through the meat grinder, you're going to get what you want out at the other end. There's no one guaranteed method that can do all the work, because do you have only one defilement? Or defilements have only one trick, one strategy? They have lots of strategies, lots of tricks, and so you have to have the strategies and tricks to deal with whatever they come up with, which means that you need a wide range. It's one of the important tools you're going to need as you practice, is learning how to use perception to get the mind more firmly in the breath. And once everything settles down to the point where the breath really stops, there's just a feeling of solid energy that's not moving in any way. But it feels sufficient in and of itself. Then you can start playing with the perception around the form of the body. See what happens when you replace that perception with space. There's lots of things you can play with. It's just the perception of knowing, knowing, knowing. It's the mindfulness that allows you to keep this perception in place. Mindfulness combined with alertness and your determination that you're not going to let it budge. Because this is the only way we're going to get to see the power of perception, is if you hold on to a perception for a long period of time. So this is why we try to develop mindfulness as an important part of the practice, this ability to keep something in mind. You've got that one perception, just hold on to it and see where it goes. This is how you learn how to master the various tools you need as a meditator. And you get insight into the process of perception, the process of fabrication. Your concentration practice begins to contain within it a lot of the lessons you're going to need for discernment. So try to be very conscious of the process of perception. What perception are you holding in mind right now? And what is it doing? In terms of the breath, the feelings. Do you like what it's doing? Are you not sure? If you're not sure, we'll hold on to it for a while and see what happens. The only way you're going to learn how to meditate is to experiment like this. Because after all, we're here to see something we've never seen before, to attain something we've never attained before. That means doing things we've never done before. And all the doing, of course, is the doing that's going on in the mind. So right here is one way of getting more and more sensitive to that doing, is by working with these perceptions and seeing what they do. And developing the sensitivity to know whether they're doing something good or something not good, something helpful or something not. And if you bring the attitude that you're here to learn, then you're sure to learn.